Welcome to Another Day Above Ground, a show for, by, and about baby boomers. It's the podcast for people who have no idea how to download a podcast. And now, here's your host, Dale Irvin.
Welcome, my friends, to Another Day Above Ground, the podcast that celebrates the baby boomer. We're going to look at things that affect baby boomers, things that involve baby boomers, things that annoy baby boomers, and other stuff that's just plain funny. All to stress the fact that just by listening, you're celebrating another day above ground. My name is Dale Irvin. I'm a baby boomer, and with me as always are my boomer partners from the state of Indiana, where Hoosier is just a funny word, the Aristotle of comedy, Tim Slagle.
I'm reminded of what my dad always said, is that you're only young once, but college debt lasts forever.
And joining us from the state of Colorado, where it doesn't matter whether you win or lose the game, because they have legal pot. And offering us the female point of view and a designer of women's clothing, Carolyn Strauss.
Hey, guys, and I'm so excited because it's fall now, and that means I can put on my fall clothes and the extra 10 pounds won't show. I'm so excited.
My fall clothes have outriggers built into them, so I hopefully don't fall. So that's what I call them.
Spoken like a true boomer.
Your don't fall clothes.
Yeah, exactly.
With matching Velcro shoes.
And the cane that stands by itself. Don't forget that. Anyhow, last week I was talking, I went back to Ohio, and I just wanted to start off with this story I picked up from North Royalton, Ohio, which is very near Cleveland. And it has to do with coyote sightings. In the Midwest, I don't know about, well, by you, Carolyn, they probably have them all over the place. But in the Midwest, coyotes are coming into the urban areas, and people are getting very dismayed, and they call 911 when they see a coyote. And the North Royalton Police Department said residents should not call 911 about seeing coyotes unless they see any of the following: coyotes carrying any product marked Acme, coyotes dropping anvils from hot air balloons, coyote posting signs such as detour or free bird seed, a coyote in possession of a giant magnet, a coyote in possession of a catapult, or a coyote detonating TNT. Oh, and here's one more. A coyote on roller skates with rockets attached. So unless the coyote you see looks like that.
Well, I don't know why you'd report that. I think those coyotes are only a danger to themselves.
Unless you're a jogger or a roadrunner. Ha ha.
Well, I want to start off, we talk about boomers. I wanted to talk about a fellow boomer to start this off. Rather sad story, because the man passed away this week. His name was Maurizio Zanfanti, and he was Italy's most famous playboy. He was 63 years old. He died in the middle of coitus with a 23-year-old tourist. And it's said that he has slept with more than 6,000 women, and he died this week in the saddle, as we say.
That's that's usually not something you do for on vacation, is look for a man 40 years your elder. I mean, can't you find that? Can't you find that outside of vacation?
Apparently, he's like a legend, you know.
He was really hot. Did you guys see the pictures of him? See, Tim, clearly you were never a 23-year-old girl on vacation in Italy. I got to tell you, the temptation at 23, you see a beautiful 60-year-old man who's got the bling and the money and the moves, you go for it. Good for him.
Wow. I don't know. It seems to me all you have to do is drag a thong through a nursing home. Pretty much get all the 63-year-olds you want.
The 63-year-olds I would want, honey, have their own houses. They do not live in a nursing home. They may have help, but they have their own homes.
Yeah, but this was a guy that hung out at a nightclub. I'm not even sure if he had a house. He would winter in Scandinavia, that's what they said.
Yeah, and he was big there, too. They made a statue of him.
Yeah, a wax statue of them. So I'll bet you a lot of the ladies who thought they slept with him didn't really.
And the ones that got mad held a candle under certain parts. So, you know, that served him. But the Italian media said this is the way he would have wanted to go. So, but the 6,000 women, that, didn't Wilt Chamberlain have something like 20,000? Isn't that what he claimed?
Didn't they calculate it to be like three a day? If it was actually that number, it would have to be three a day. When did he find time to dribble?
Apparently in between. All right, let's talk about saving some money, you know, because as baby boomers, either we are retired or we're looking toward retirement. You can't be a gigolo forever, goodness knows that. And so we're looking at how to stretch our money. And apparently, a lot of retirees are leaving the U.S. for foreign shelters because they find that their money goes a lot further there. You can live comfortably in a lot of places for $2,000 a month, which is kind of my beer tab, so it's going to have to be someplace close to a brewery.
Welcome, you know. Welcome to Illinois.
But they were saying that excellent tax countries include Panama, Belize, Uruguay, and Malaysia. Have y'all ever been to any of those countries?
I have. Actually, I've been to Belize, and there are some really nice areas. There's some real... not nice areas, but no, you can find, there are areas that expats have created homes, not the tiny homes that we talked about last time, but like homes, right, and groups of expats, and they look out for each other, and you really can live there for less than $2,000 a month. It's amazing.
And the best thing about retiring outside of the country is you don't have to be a hypocrite after Donald Trump won the election. Can actually make good on your threat.
Exactly. I've been to Panama, but only just briefly. I flew in there to catch a boat going through the canal, and so they put me up for like 6 hours in this hotel where the only channel that came in was like the cartoon channel, and of course everything was in Spanish. So for 6 hours, I drank rum and watched Yogi Bear cartoons in Spanish.
What does a coyote sound like in Spanish?
not the Roadrunner. The Yogi Bear cartoons I was watching. Yeah, the Roadrunner makes the exact same noise. It's El Bipo, El Bipo. But apparently people are talking about this.
Quiero, you know, un picnic basket.
But, you know, more and more people are doing this. I mean, I'm contemplating leaving the state of Illinois just because the taxes are so outrageous. But I don't know if I would want to live in a foreign country, you know? It's just, who do you complain to?
Well, there's not a lot to complain about. And apparently, from what I've heard from friends, the medical care there is as good, if not better, than what you can get here. Because most of the doctors here are from there. So you can actually get good medical care, and the food is cheap.
And it's cheap yeah, too. Yeah, it's like I have some friends that moved there. I don't know if I'm quoting them accurately, but she needed a root canal. It was like $30 bucks.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's how much they charge me just to sit in the waiting room for a half an hour. Wow. Well, so that's someplace we need to look into and consider traveling to. And if you don't have a significant other, our next story takes care of that. Apparently, this is according to a story that came out of United Kingdom. Baby boomers are really getting into the sex robots. To the point where this was based on a documentary called "The Sex Robots Are Coming," no pun intended, and the program is about George, who was a baby boomer, lived with three sex dolls and his wife, and all four of them lived together, and he had sex three or four times a week with a doll. He was happy. He dressed them up. He took one of them shopping, and I just don't know what to say about this.
I think if I was a woman and my husband was sleeping with sex robots, I would poke holes in the waterbed. It's Yeah, it looks like an accident that way.
What they're saying now is that they're coming with artificial, with artificial intelligence now, these robots, so that they can actually have conversations with you and react to you. I want one as soon as they learn how to clean the house and cook dinner. As soon as that is one of the features of a sex robot, you know, I'll give it sex if it'll clean my house and cook my dinner.
It seems to me, though, most men wouldn't want a robot with artificial intelligence. Maybe artificial stupidity. That seems like a much more
artificial gullibility. And I guess you can pick out. This is like custom designing your own car. You pick out the breast size and the nipple style. You can look through all the different types that they have, and how big you want it. And it just seems amazing. And
most guys only need the catalog.
Here's the thing, and they retail for about £1,800. So that's about what, $2,600?
$2,340. I looked it up.
Yeah.
Thank you for looking
no
it
problem.
Up.
No problem.
Yeah, if you can't get yourself a trophy, can't afford a trophy wife, just get the trophy.
See, but here's the thing. Most women that I know have a drawer, a special drawer in our nightstand that has our toys. What do? You get a coffin and keep it in your closet? I mean, you can't fold this thing up. It doesn't fit in a drawer. Apparently, it's life size. Where do you put it?
I don't know, but they talk about putting her in a coffin. Now I'm getting turned on. but yeah, these things, and they said that in a survey in Germany, 52% of the men said they would consider having sex with a sex doll, and in the UK it was only 47%. And I'm thinking, I don't know, the only way I'd even be tempted is if both of my arms were in casts. You know, so I couldn't move anything. If there's no other way to assess it. Access it.
They say that they find that the dolls are actually more popular than actual prostitutes at some brothels. Is that people will pay the same money for 30 minutes with a sex doll as with a prostitute? And that just sounds there's something kind of public washroom about that.
Well, except they're saying that you can get there are less chance of getting an STD from having sex with a doll than from a prostitute.
Well, yeah. You kidding? You can get it off a toilet seat.
Well, yeah, but
have you ever heard of anybody actually getting it off a toilet seat?
Yes,
come
my
on.
Girlfriend.
they were screwing there at the time, but yeah, that's when it came from. But yeah, it said one guy, they have these brothels where you can go in. He said it's not unusual for guys' wives to wait for him in the car while he pops in order to, I'm going in to pop off, dear. You just wait here and I'll be back in a spot. And they just leave him waiting in the car.
Hey, look, the way I look at it, and everything in life is going to take time or money. At this point, throw some money at the problem, give this time, and
yeah.
Let him go.
Yeah, it's kind of like hiring a lawn service, isn't it? Listen, one less job
yeah, whacking,
I have to worry about.
Whacking the bushes is a whole different conversation now.
Jeez. Yeah, not to mention trimming the lawn. Anyhow, another story from the United Kingdom. They're saying that the kids today, they're not the only ones that know how to binge drink. If you're an adult over 50 and you're healthy and active and sociable, you can pound them down with the rest of the people. And what was interesting, and again, this came from England, is they recommended that people drink no more than 21 units of alcohol per week. And a unit is like a shot of hard liquor. That's 21 shots a week. That's three a day. That's a lot of drinking.
Yeah, to me, that is too much.
Is it on the chart? is it on the chart of how much is how much, right? Check the chart.
But it says that the binge drinking 50 shots of hard liquor a week. That's seven a day plus a bonus on Sunday, you know, and that's a lot of drinking. But you know the Brits.
That's a slug. Say, that's a slug at church.
Yeah,
seven a day plus a slug at church.
There you go. And you know what else do they have to do? I mean, what are they going to do? take care of their teeth? No, they drank.
Yeah, you know, it's that's what I'm saying. You know, for most people I know over age 65, that is their retirement plan.
Yeah, yeah. Just make it to the corner bar until dinner time, and that's going to be it. Oh, well, one more story for you folks, and let me preface this by saying, you know, we get a lot of our stories, we find them on the internet. Sometimes, as we all know, there's something called fake news, which is news that is not real. And I thought this story was incredibly intriguing until we found out that it wasn't real. But that doesn't.
This just smelled to me like one of those stories that you get that you know you used to get from your uncles. Now I'm getting them from my friends. these ridiculous stories on Facebook and in email and people. It's just such a great story that people want to pass it around. So I think actually we should devote a segment to this where here's a warning: if you see this story, it's fake. Don't send it, especially don't send it to your kids, because they just roll their eyes and think you're senile. So
anyhow, this story takes place in Columbus, Ohio, where Ruth Gregson is an 85-year-old woman there. She's a little older than baby boomers, but she has 65 cats. Which, you know, now it's shaping up as the classic crazy cat lady. And you say, what makes her crazy? Well, she trained her cats to steal shiny objects. So the cats go around the neighborhood and apparently climb in people's open windows and steal their jewelry. And they found $650,000 worth of jewelry in Ruth's house, you know, or they would have had this been real. But it's still, you know, those little. Just when I thought, oh, there is a use for cats, we find out that the thing's not real.
Well, you know how I knew it wasn't real? It's if you let 65 cats go to collect shiny objects in a retirement community, all they're going to come back with is teeth.
But they said this has been done before. Somebody trained a monkey in 2009 to steal plants out of a nursery by just pulling the plants up and throwing them over the fence to somebody who was on the other side.
Yeah, watch it. That one's not a plant. That's just monkey business.
And in 2013 in Chicago, a guy was sentenced to 5 years in prison for training ferrets to steal cell phones from people on the street and on buses. that one's got to be stretching it a little bit, you know? How's a ferret going to carry a cell phone?
Yeah, but the crazy thing is a 2013 cell phone now, he's been in jail for 5 years. How useful is a 2013 cell phone? No service, no connection, no nothing. That's just silly. But he's out now, Dale, so look out.
Well, he is out. They sentenced him then. But, you know, the cell phones that were stolen were still...
Flip phones.
Still cell phones, yeah. Until recently, mine was from, like, 96, I think. So it was, I still had a hand crank on it. Anyhow, folks, I don't want to reminisce anymore. I don't want to go down memory lane because that lane is starting to drift. So on behalf of everybody here, behalf of Carolyn and Tim, what do you guys have any good parting words to say to our friends?
Hey, just listen to my other podcast, Rule of Three.
Rule of Three at timslagle.com. Carolyn, how about you?
Nothing really, just prepping for a trip to Boston and Vegas. So I'll be East Coast, West Coast. You can find me on any airplane anytime in the next week going across the country.
Okay, just like a bathroom. And and if you'd like me to make you laugh every Friday, go to DaleIrvin.com, sign up for the Friday Funnies. Other than that, my friends, we took up a few minutes of your day, but go and enjoy the rest of today, because after all, it is another day above ground. See you next week.
And that's it for another day above ground. For Dale, Tim, and Carolyn, I'm Farad Muhammad. Thanks for listening.